host, Laura Foy, and welcome to the Microsoft World Cup Demo Competition Finals. Very exciting. Now, this tournament started with over 400 entries from 41 countries all over the world, and we've narrowed that competition down to only three amazing demo presentations, which we're about to see today. And as you may know, this was the challenge that was presented to them. In 10 minutes or less, present a demo which shows consumers how consumers might use Windows and Windows Vista and Windows Live to enjoy and share digital memories, connect with people they care about, and make the most of their ever-busy days. So as you can see, the task was pretty vague, which left a lot of room for creativity, something the judges will be looking for today. In addition to creativity, the demos are given points for customer relevance, product competency, product integration, and, of course, delivery. Also, extra points can be earned for integrating Live Search and Office Live and Windows Mobile 6, but you don't have to. And as we all know, great demos tell a story and have that wow factor that lets us connect with the story. Now, when all is said and done today and all the dust has settled, one team will rise victorious. And that decision, my friends, is up to our esteemed panel of judges. So let's get to know them. First up is Ryan Gavin. Ryan is the senior director in the online services group with a special knowledge and passion around Windows Live. Now, Ryan, since you're familiar with the demos being given today, how important is a fresh delivery to you, or were you going to be more focused on stick to the content?
Yeah, I think the impact of identifying with me personally, being able to excite me, enlighten me, but have great transitions and make me want to follow up afterwards and experience the technology is what I'm going to be looking for. And so I've seen these before, but I'm looking for some fresh spark
right to
it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And hopefully I think we'll get some. Next up is Brad Brooks. Brad is Corporate Vice President of Windows Live and Windows Vista Consumer Marketing. Brad, what are you going to be looking for most today?
Yeah, I'm going to be looking for four things. Number one,
All right. Is
it going to be authentic? Do I believe it? Number two is it going to be creative? Is it going to wow me? Number three is it a good story? Is it something that I can follow along with? And finally, is it going to inspire confidence? Am I going to look at that and say, boy, after I saw that demo, I'd feel like I could do that.
Wow, yeah. Tough. You're the Simon Cowell of today.
There we go.
we also searched outside of some of our Microsoft employees to sort of diversify our panel of judges, and we were fortunate enough to recruit some members of Windows Vista families. Let's take a look. Roll the clip.
Ultimately, the success of Windows Vista and Office 2007 are because of the participation of so many people around the globe from different walks of life, from different expertise levels, telling us how that software should work.
It definitely changed my viewpoint of Microsoft because they solicited feedback from folks like myself that are just consumers that have an interest in their products.
We'd heard of people testing certain things for Microsoft, but for an actual new operating system, we're like, wow.
They were very interested and would spend hours here asking us exactly what we liked and what we didn't like.
で、その報告に関して、きちんとどこが困ってますかですとか聞いてもらって、次のバージョンで直してもらいました。
I felt very strongly that there should be a burn to CD button. My opinion was listened to, and here was feedback that Microsoft took and actually put into the Vista program.
It just reinforced the fact that, they're just trying to create a great product.
The first thing that I would tell people about Vista is that it's completely updated.
כל דבר שנגעתי העיר, הסמן בלט, בשבילי זה לצאת כמו מעיר קטנה ולהגיע לפריז, הכל שם בולט, ואז אני אמרתי, וואו, העיצוב כאן הוא משהו.
It's become a more streamlined program. It's become much prettier to look at.
We definitely love the fresh new look of Office. There's so many functions, and having them kind of all laid out for you on the top there makes it easy to access stuff you've never accessed before.
If you're not creative, the new Office 2007 product will make you creative.
Vista 使い始めてから子供たちがですね、今までパソコン使ったことなかったんですけれども、今回の機会で
取り合ってますね、
パソコン。私が使いたい、僕が使いたいと。
Vista has done a significant impact for me personally.
I feel very free and open to do things on the machine that I probably wouldn't have done before.
I'm more willing to go through a lot of the settings, search for things. It's very inviting.
Cassidy and I
have really started to work together a lot more on the computer than I think we normally would have also. I think Microsoft definitely showed that they are willing and able to listen to people.
זה גם מרגש לראות שחשוב לו מה... אדם הפרטי הקטן שנמצא בתוך הבית, איך הוא מרגיש ומה הוא חושב.
And the feedback that I gave them will make a difference in a product they're going to sell all over the world.
It feels very unique, like we were singled out, and that our opinions mattered.
That's awesome. What an awesome program. Is it weird to, like, see yourself on camera? I know, I freak out every time. Anyway, this is Robin Mason. Robin, what advice do you have for the contestants today?
I just hope that they have fun. This has been a great, great experience. They've all done an amazing job. I really hope they're enjoying the process.
Yeah, I'm sure they are, and I hope you're enjoying it. Next up, we have Melissa Regan. Melissa, anything different you're looking for today versus yesterday?
Well, I like the wow factor that is in the presentations, but really I'm looking for applications that anybody can use easily.
Right, absolutely. And Chris, how would you compare the energy in the room today? I mean, this is the finals, you know, this is the main event. The energy today versus yesterday or other demos you may have seen.
Well, I think each one of the demos brought some energy to it yesterday, and I think that with these being the three finalists, it's definitely at a much higher level than it was yesterday. So I'm excited to see what they have to do today.
Absolutely, and I think we all are. So you know what? Let's get to it. First up, we have Hank and Kevin from Taiwan. Bring them on up.
What is it?
Hey, Hank. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Great, thanks. By the way, who's running your desktop? Last time you told me you joined Microsoft Citizenship Program. Yes. Yep.
I guess you must be Grand Peach, right?
Yes. Actually, I would like to share her story with my friends, you know, girlfriends.
Oh,
so, do you know what's the best way to share the videos with them in my desktop?
Yeah, let me see. Oh, mm-hmm. There's one program. It's free. You can install free web guide.
Free web guide.
Yeah.
Okay.
And stream to your PC. Mm-hmm. Oh no, your girlfriend's PC.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah. And of course, to your Windows mobile phone, such as this one,
mm-hmm.
so that you know, you could enjoy your digital media everywhere, anytime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And let me show you something.
Okay.
In my home PC.
Okay.
I have 10,000 songs.
So you switch to your monitor.
Yep. I have 10,000 songs, just like this. And also 200 movies.
Wow. Amazing.
Including the Star Wars. Mm. And of course the DVD library.
Yes.
And you know, also my family photos.
Whoa.
As well as you know, all of these great things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, connected entertainment is the future.
Yes. Right.
You know, to let you enjoy digital media everywhere and every time.
Yes, cool. So I can listen to thousands of music from my Windows mobile phone anytime when I'm in a gym, on a bus, or any other place, right?
Right. Actually, let me show you something.
Okay.
It's pretty simple. All you have to do is, you know, you just open up and stream the program, and then within 5 seconds, you'll start to see the show. Of course, you might need some buffering time, but normally that would cost about 10 seconds around.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it's great. So with WebGuide and Windows Mobile Phone, I don't need to worry about forgetting to bring my MP3 player anymore, right?
Right, right. Actually, this is a great place to enjoy. And of course, moreover, we could also use the mobile phone.
Yes.
You see here?
Yeah.
This is Windows Mobile Phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see...
Sorry?
You can see this music is directly streaming.
Wow, cool.
Streaming from my home.
Yeah. I like it.
291-771. This is my home IP address.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
So you can enjoy digital media everywhere, anytime.
Yes.
Just GPS connection.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, when I am home, I will not always sit in front of my PC.
Mm-hmm.
So can I access movie, TV, or photos when I'm in the living room, in the bedroom, or even in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, sure. You
oh,
can
really?
Use Windows Media Center.
Okay.
You see this?
Yeah, I see. Whoa.
Media Center.
I like it.
Yeah. Mm. The beautiful thing about Media Center is that if you have, when mm-hmm. you have an extender for your media center,
yes, extender,
it will set you free.
Okay.
It will let you enjoy your digital, open up your digital life, mm-hmm. and by gathering your friends mm-hmm. and family in the living room,
okay.
and you can enjoy all of the music, movies, DVD library, or using building my movies, free my movies, to build your own DVD collection.
Okay.
And then you could listen to thousands of songs, movies, directly in your TV, mm-hmm. in your TV set.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, you can just use this one mm-hmm. to play photos and mm-hmm. Also music.
Okay, so can I listen to music?
Sure. And you will see the slideshow as well.
Wow.
That's a very easy way to manage all of the digital media.
Okay.
In a very quick sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think with WebGuy, I don't need to print out any photos anymore.
Right.
Right? Right. I can save my money.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You could save lots of money, and also you could save
our
earth.
World. Save our earth, right.
Right.
Okay, sounds great.
Cutting last tree.
Okay, and I got another problem, you know. Uh-huh. I took some photos, but sometimes when I'm looking for these photos, it usually takes me a long time. Mm-hmm. So do you know how to quickly find these photos I'm looking for?
Yeah, sure. You could use in the Windows Live, photo gallery.
Photo gallery, I see.
Yeah. And let me show you about this.
Okay.
I might need to, you know, switch a little bit back, and now I open the Windows Live Photo Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
You see this?
Wow, amazing. It's thousands of pictures.
Yeah, thousands of pictures. You can simply find the picture what you're looking for.
Yes.
And it's the best thing is that mm-hmm. it's extremely fast.
Okay.
Compared to Google Picasa.
Yes.
Google Picasa doesn't have a power acceleration to let you see all of the photo in the instant search mm-hmm. or instant display.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to find the photo of Grandma Peach,
yes.
I just type the name of the grandma. I just type grandma.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, right. Then you will find the photo instantly.
How about our picture?
Oh, yeah. That would be much easier.
Uh-huh.
It's very simple. You just type, for example, my name is Hank and your name is Kevin, right?
Yes.
Just type Hank and then all of my photo will appear and then just type Kevin.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, appear. I see. Yeah, great.
Right? It's very simple and easy to use. Yeah, and much more, mm-hmm. you could also use in the advanced feature of Windows Vista.
Mm-hmm.
Windows Vista has built-in support for the next generation JPEG SR codec.
Okay.
Let me show you some two identical photos.
Okay.
Explain this a little bit to you. The left-hand side is JPEG. The right-hand side is JPEG SR.
Mm-hmm.
And in Windows Vista Photo Gallery, it's very easy to fix. You can fix it automatically, or you could just have manual control. But however, if you are using JPEG SR, you'll get much more freedom. You preserve all of your sensor data so that you could have more capability to fix your photo, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want, and you will see that, wow, your photo becomes so beautiful.
Yeah.
This area is overexposed, and it cannot be fixed. However, using JPEG SR is so clear. Yeah.
So how did you take these photos?
Yeah, actually it's come from, this one. This is the world's first JPEG SR camera out there. And best of all, it's made in Taiwan.
That's great. Yeah, I cannot wait to get one now.
Yeah, just send me the link. I'll tell you how.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Okay. Great, okay. And by the way,
uh-huh.
You know, why we call Photo Gallery mm-hmm. as the live Photo Gallery?
Okay.
The best thing is that life is all about sharing.
Yeah, life is all about sharing. Yes.
So one familiar scenario people really want is how to share your photos from your mobile phone or from your Windows Vista to share the photos directly on the web to let people enjoy all of your photos. So the best thing to do is actually, you know, you could just choose the photo you want. For example, I want to send this file, or that one, or this one.
Mm-hmm.
I just quickly type and then publish to my Live Spaces or even Flickr.
Wow.
Yeah, third-party Flickr, public site. And if I publish to the Windows Live Spaces,
mm-hmm.
the beautiful thing is that it's so quick.
Okay.
You don't need to log in and log mm-hmm. out and so on. And you direct to your website, your blogger website.
So,
you know?
Yeah.
So you just go to your website.
Yeah, wow, it looks better than Google Picasa, you know? Wow, great. Okay, it's my turn. So, you know, as I know, we can also publish our video. Okay, you can publish my video. It's my turn. Please switch
my... Sorry.
I told you it's my turn.
Okay.
So I can publish my video on Amazon Soapbox, and then we can watch this video online. The even better is I can share the video with you by Live Messenger. So I just click on video and search your name in my Live Messenger, send you an invitation. And once you got invitation, click yes.
Let me click.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me click this.
Yes, my Live Messenger. Your Live Messenger.
Right here. Okay.
Yeah. So click we can see the video online. You see? Yeah, we can see a video online.
Yeah.
Great.
So do you like this video? This is yours, right?
Yeah. Do you like this video?
Yeah, I like it very much. Yeah. And by the way, can I have a copy of that?
Yeah, sure.
I think I want to have some copy, so I will hand you over my USB drive.
Yeah, not only we can share it by SkyDrive. So you can simply download my video through SkyDrive. It's pretty simple way to share large files with our friend.
Okay.
So it's time now. I have to go. So...
By the way,
can go to see you tomorrow.
Sounds great. We could also let me know how do you know how to my office? Come to
sure,
my office?
It's my turn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can use Windows Live Search in my Windows mobile phone. Okay. Okay, I can search. B.
This is B. This is yours.
Okay,
right?
So we can we can clear it out. And Live Search will show the best route to your place. So it's better than Google Map, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Google
it's time
Map
to go now.
This
so,
okay. So how let's about we share this?
Sure, no problem. Let's work together. And Windows Vista and Windows Live will open up your digital life. Thank you.
Well, they sit down. We're going to talk to the judges. Brian, obvious bonus points for the dancing. Anything else that you'd suck out in your mind?
Seeing it the second time, I thought you guys did a great job of focusing on the digital media theme throughout the presentation. You showed a lot of different technology, all kind of hinging off of what you can do with the advancements of digital media. I noticed from yesterday you did a dream scene integration that wasn't there before, which is a nice little touch. And I just really appreciate the energy and enthusiasm. Great job, guys.
Absolutely. Brad?
Great use of the more creative elements of the operating system and the features. Media Center Web Guide, you got all the sexy stuff to get it to pop. Fun storyline, and I think you did try to connect it and make it relevant to people's everyday lives and how they might use that technology. One thing I would say is that not sure if I quite left with a sense of confidence that I know how to do it, number one. And number two is that sometimes less is more. You got a lot of different features in there. Sometimes telling a little bit more of the story and showing it off is better than showing all the features.
Robin, you just pass it on.
I really appreciate your energy and enthusiasm. You really got me excited about checking out more things, especially like Web Guide. And you had great humor in your presentation, so great job.
The two of you seem really comfortable together, and that relayed a lot throughout the presentation. And I loved when you said digital media is the future.
Taglines are good.
Yes, you guys look much more relaxed than you were yesterday, and really appreciated the enthusiasm you showed up there. The plugs in there for why this platform is better than the competitors was well done. And I particularly like the idea that you can stream the audio from your home network as well through the Windows mobile device.
So thank you. Thank you very much.